Josh, to be able to get it done in back-to-back road games like this, can you tell us what the momentum and the excitement is like inside this room?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes to show that, you know, each game is a new challenge for both teams. You know, coming here down 2-0, we had to be playing desperate hockey, and we did a lot of good things in those first two games, but I thought we elevated our game in the last couple, and that's playoff hockey. You know, you try to find a way to win, and tonight was, they played well over there. Their goalie played well. Helly played amazing, and nice to be able to come out on top.
Took some time to get credited with some shots on goal towards Bennington. Did your team get better as the night went on, or did you like it right from the start?
Yeah, we knew they were going to come out hard. Obviously, you know, after, you know, losing the last game at home, they came out hard and really pushed in the first period. But we weathered the storm pretty well and started to get our bearings and get our feet moving. And, you know, after that, we liked the rest of our game.
Did you feel as the game went on that it opened up a little bit more? I mean, there seemed to be, you know, it's no easy ice out there, but there seemed to be some grade A chances on both sides.
Yeah, I think, you know, the first 10 minutes in the playoffs, most nights are pretty crazy. Bodies flying all over the place. And, you know, you have to be calm. You know, it's a controlled chaos, I guess, for the first, you know, 10 minutes, even sometimes the whole first period. So as it kind of settled out and both teams started to, you know, get into their systems and get their bearings, I guess, yeah, the game opened up a little bit. Again, we'll look at some things we can clean up, and they will too, but... great goaltending tonight, and it was a pretty awesome hockey game.
Josh, Mark Scheifele's on the score sheet in both goals tonight. What kind of impact did he have on this game?
Well, that whole line, I mean, you know, even last game, I think they scored late in that game, and you know, I think to make it one or two goals, and then they went out there right after and had an unbelievable shift, had three or four chances before Kyle Connor scored. So, you know, they drive for our team, all three of those guys. And Mark tonight in particular was took his game to another level. And, I mean, looking at last year's playoffs, that's what we see. So we definitely like to see that out of him. And he was huge.
Any way of knowing what the next game is going to be like?
You know, I think I alluded to it before. Playoffs are just, each night is a new challenge. Each night's going to, you know, see... obviously, in Game 3, we saw lots of goals. Tonight, you know, not that many. So it's going to, you know, change each night, and you kind of just have to roll with the punches. You can never get too high or too low, and, you know, just focus on the task at hand, which is trying to, you know, get to four wins. That's really all, you know, we're after, and we're excited to be going back 2-2.
Is home ice worth anything these days?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us... we love playing at home. Our fans really give us a lot of energy. I'm sure most teams say that, but yeah, it just seems to be the trend right now. And but we're excited to get back home and you know, do our best to play a great game at home in front of our fans and try to get a win. Yeah, obviously we heard about that. I think most guys are paying attention to all the series every night, see what's going on, how the games are going. But yeah, it goes to show, once you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. And it's like I said, any given night, any stretch of a week or two, it always changes. So pretty crazy.
What's that do to the tournament?
Well, I mean, I think we've seen 8 seeds win Stanley Cups before. We've seen all sorts of things. So it's I think hockey probably more so than any other sport, and I might be mistaken, but seems that once you get into the dance, I mean, anybody can win, anyone can beat anybody, and, you know, it's just that tight. So what it does for the rest of it, I don't know, but I obviously Columbus is playing good hockey, and I'm sure they're confident right now, but most teams, I think, are just focused on what they have to do.
Does it give other teams a little more optimism, though, when the top team goes out like that, that, hey, maybe, you know, we've got a better chance now?
I mean, I think everyone's so focused on their own, you know, situation, series. Obviously, we're in a dogfight right now at 2-2, but... yeah, I'm sure whoever is facing Columbus next is going to be, you know, ready for that one. And it just, like I said, we've seen 8 seeds win Stanley Cups, make it to the finals, go a long way. And so it just, there's no other sport like it. I think that's why the Stanley Cup playoffs are so amazing, is that any given night, a team, you know, finds their mojo and gets going, over a couple month span, anybody can win. So it, I think maybe it gives you optimism that, hey, anything's possible. And, you know, for us, we're down 2-0 here, and you can play your game and get a couple of hard road wins. So that's really, I guess, what you could take from it, in my opinion.